Well, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. I was thinking about this week, and I'd kind of hoped to re-engage last week, but I had that issue of bronchitis, and I just kind of worked through it. But I was thinking, I hope I remember how to do this. Just even the rhythm of, you know, hearing a word from the Lord and every day and that kind of thing. So it's kind of like I feel a lot last few weeks like a doe that's just starting to learn how to use his legs again. It's interesting that the reading had reference to John the Baptist. My intention was to speak on John the Baptist, and I will over the next few days, some things that God really encouraged me in. There's a real special verse in Scripture that says about Martha and Mary, when Mary sat at the feet of Jesus and enjoyed his company and heard his voice, enjoyed conversation. Martha loved him but was busy serving, and Jesus taught her something and said that she was worried about too many things, that Mary had chosen the better part. And then he said this. He said, and it'll never be taken away from her. And that's always meant the world to me when I first saw that years ago and embraced as a passion in my life to just pursue company and conversation with him. That's one of the unique realities of our Christian life. I'm in union with him, and so we're one, and yet we're other. So there's both companionship and union that we know. It's mystical, it's weird, it's wonderful. And there have been times in my life when there's been interruptions to having a consistent time of company and conversation. And being frail and sinful, there would be times I would think, gosh, I hope I remember how to do that. Well, the issue is that he never forgets. And once you sort of made that pact in your heart that he's going to be the pursuit of your life, he never takes it away from you. That suddenly you find yourself in his company and he just speaks. He likes to talk. And he has conversations. So I've had some really great conversations. And some of the things about John, which we'll see, but I have permission, I'm pretty comfortable with, to share a different word today that I think is significant. Me and Ron and I were referencing this. There's a guy who wrote some books a few years ago, a number of years now, and someone that Ron had read and I had read. We didn't know each other back then, but we knew the same bookstore that sold the books. And the guy's name was DeVern Fromke. I think he was from Georgia, actually. But he wrote several books. And in one of his books, there was something that he said impacted me powerfully. This was a long time ago, 30 years ago or more. Longer than that. About spirituality and one of the foundational truths in terms of walking in the Spirit. And he used the word adjustableness. And he said, if we don't understand what it means to be adjustable, we'll never really be able to fully and consistently participate in the life that Jesus wants to live through us. Because we're constantly demanding our story when we've been baptized into his. This is a place from John chapter 3. Nicodemus' conversation with Jesus. It says in verse 1, now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews, and this man came to him by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you have come from God as a teacher, for no one can do these things that you do unless God is with him. And Jesus answered and said to him, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of heaven. Nicodemus said to him, "How can a man be born again when he's old? He cannot enter a second time to his mother's womb and be born, can he?" And Jesus said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the Spirit is that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel at this. I said to you, you must be born again," or born from above, actually. The word "again" is not in the scriptures, it's born from above. Which means every one of us who are, quote, born again, have actually been born from above. There's something heavenly about you. And that's why Jesus said, when you're born from above, you see the kingdom. You just don't see what's going on around this kingdom. And if you and I find ourselves constantly reacting to what's going on around us, instead of what he sees and what he says, we're missing it. We're messing up. We're heavenly. We have a heavenly perspective. It's a bigger view of life and reality. Or if we don't, we'll just be another one of the voices that adds to the chaos instead of being part of the voices that bring hope. God's answer. God's a God of hope, not chaos and fear. That was extra. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it. We do not know from where it comes and where it's going. So is everyone who's been born of the Spirit. One of the things I've obviously lived long enough, didn't take long in the Lord to discover, is that when you've been born from above, and the Holy Spirit's like the wind. He just blows where he wants to. And he doesn't always blow where you want to. He doesn't always go where you want him to go. He doesn't always do what we would like to do. But he does do what he likes to do, and he doesn't ask our permission for doing it. I think that's part of what Jesus was saying in John 9. He said, if anyone wants to come after me, that's a journey. You're going to have to take up your cross every day and follow me. In other words, you're going to have to remember that you died. You don't, as I said yesterday, I'm not worried about anybody taking my rights away. It's too late. I don't have any. I died to them 2,000 years ago in Christ. I've got one Lord and one King, and it's Jesus. And he's the only one who has rights in my life. Those I'll die for. So to follow him is to be led by the Spirit, and the Spirit, like wind, he blows where he wants to blow. And I don't know about you, but you can create all kinds of a to-do list, but he has sort of an interesting way of interrupting our to-do list with his. And how do we respond? Are we adjustable? I think that's what Scripture is saying, at least like in 1 Thessalonians when it says, give thanks in all things. For this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. So, well, what's God's will for my life? I can tell you, we can start here. Give thanks in all things. And it says in Ephesians 5 something even more stark in verse 20, give thanks for all things. Does that mean that we think everything that happens in the earth is from God? No. But we do believe that we are in union with one who's in control. The Holy Spirit's in control. And I can give thanks for all things because I trust him. And because I died to any rights I might have. I died to personal choices. I love what Ian Thomas used to say, and he says, for Christians who are yielded and surrendered to Christ, we don't have decisions to make anymore. We just have instructions to obey. It makes life really simple. And so that word adjustableness that I heard Devon Fromke use just ministers to me. It should to all of us, because when it says his ways are not your ways, you could also add in there, that includes his plans are not your plans. Or his ways of carrying out the plans are different. His ways of doing this or that are different. Is it okay? Can you give thanks for that? Can you give thanks in the midst of that? Resistance creates lots of friction in our hearts. Not being adjustable creates lots of friction in our hearts. And it's unnecessary. He's trustworthy. He knows what he's doing. It's his story. It's not your story. It's not my story. That's not a just term, a word, a cute phrase. It's reality. I've been caught up into a bigger, better story. And it's an adventure. And he just wants me to stay adjustable. Because the Spirit blows where the Spirit wants to blow. It'll make life better if we'll get used to that reality. Not just better for you, but all the people who are close to you. Amen? In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.